All right, today is May the 7th, down at police headquarters talking to Kim Emmerich. The time now is 10:18 a.m. Is it Kenneth or?
Kenneth.
All right. K-E-N-N-E-T-H?
Yes.
And how do you spell your last name, sir?
E-M-M-E-R-I-C-H.
Okay. And what's your date of birth, sir? Okay. And what is your home address? Good number to reach, a telephone number. And just from your perspective, everything that you recall on March the 11th, just before 4 o'clock, actually, please recall it at 3:56 p.m. to Uncle Seven's bar. And it's my understanding you do own Uncle Seven's bar.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me everything that you remember that day from your perspective.
It was a beautiful afternoon.
Okay.
When we were having a quiet day at the bar, there were two patrons sitting at the bar.
What were their names?
And that was Judy. I just know her by Judy.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a fellow named James.
Okay.
You know, there too.
And it was later discovered that James is James Terry, who's a victim,
yeah,
passed away as a result of being shot.
And
who all was working there that day?
There was just Franny Sims,
mm-hmm,
who was working there,
mm-hmm,
and there was a friend of mine that was there at the bar. That was Keith Sloan.
Okay.
And there was my son-in-law's brother, who was hanging out that day, and that was David Music.
Okay.
And then there was also another friend hanging out there. It was Stevie Roop.
Okay. And then you said Judy, right?
Yeah, Judy was there.
So Franny, Keith, David, Steven, and Judy. Anybody else there? And then you, of course.
There was nobody else at the time when I welcomed Larry in.
Larry Walker's been the suspect?
Yes.
Okay. And so, had you ever seen him before?
Never.
Never seen him before. Okay.
He was so distinct looking.
What did he look like?
He was an older gentleman with a very unique...
Was he male white?
Male white, very unique mustache cut I'd never seen before.
What color was his mustache? Or do you remember?
It was like, white. It was totally gray white, you know.
Okay. Do you remember much about his demeanor that day?
Seemed to be fine. Acknowledged me when I let him in the door. And I asked him what a beautiful day. He looked both ways, kind of funnily.
Okay.
He gave me he stopped. And then he just looked to the left and looked to the right, threw his hands up, and then walked forward I assumed he was saying it must be a nice day.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, did he appear to be intoxicated at the time?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I mean, showed no signs of drunkenness except for being quiet.
Okay. Okay. And so, after he comes in, what happens next? From your perspective, what happens?
I was doing my little chores at the bar, and I heard he was ordered a Kentucky whiskey, and I said, he must mean bourbon. So Franny was asking him what kind he wanted, and he couldn't make a decision, but a lot of people can't when they see our large selection. Mm-hmm. And then finally she get, you know, after a minute, she gave him a Kentucky Tavern, which is the well bourbon. And then right after he was served, he knocked it over. And when he knocked it over, I, of course...
Was it a shot?
Yes, it was in a shot glass.
A bourbon?
Yeah, a plain shot glass.
You remember what type of bourbon it was?
It was Kentucky Tavern.
Kentucky Tavern.
And then when he knocked it over, I hurried up and cleaned it up so it wouldn't get underneath the fireball machine. Because he was sitting right by that machine, and I offered him another shot, you know, that he, in a different shot glass.
I'm looking.
So I poured him one in a Mississippi State shot glass, and then just went on about my business, telling him, you know, that it wasn't his fault, and he acknowledged me. And said thank you.
Okay.
And then that was my last contact with him.
Okay. What'd you do next?
I looked around. I told Franny told me we need cheese for the hamburgers, and I looked around and saw three elderly people at the bar, and thought it was the time to leave because it was, you know, mid-afternoon.
Okay.
So I told her I'd be right back, probably be gone a half an hour, and then left for...
About what time was that, you think?
That was at 3:30. So I left...
To run some errands.
To run some errands, and was gone 15 minutes when I heard get back to the bar.
Who'd you hear that from?
Heard that from David Music.
Okay, so David called you?
David called me on his cell phone, on my cell phone. And told me there's been a shooting. I told him to quit joking. It's not funny. And then he told me, no, I'm serious.
Did he say who it was? They did the shooting, or did they?
He wasn't sure who it was. He just knew that there were shots at the time.
Okay, so he didn't. He didn't tell you who it was.
He, yeah. He just said there's been a shooting, and he was actually, from what I understand, outside the building, because he told me that everybody ran to the side of the building, so get back here quick.
Okay.
And then I had taken 5 steps out of my truck at Kroger's and jumped back in my truck at the Boston Row Kroger's and got back on Man of War as quick as I could to get back. I took Man of War from Boston Road at the light and followed it down to Clay's Mill Road. And when I got to Clay's Mill Road, the car that was turning in front of me from Harrodsburg to Clay's Mill Road was the Lexington police.
Okay.
And I followed right behind them, but couldn't keep up with them. Okay. And I knew that that car was going to my bar. So.
Okay. So since that time, have you got an estimate for the repairs at your bar?
Yes.
And what company was that through?
That was from Seal Tech Contracting.
Estimate. What is it again?
It's Seal Tech Contracting.
Oh, okay, right here. And this is the copy that you provided.
Yes.
Seal Tech Contracting. And it, just looking here, does it? They quoted repair estimates at...
For bar damage and sterilization after the crime scene was investigated.
And so they determined that repairs for that shop were $1,435.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it.